the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned. Allahumma ighfir li adh-dhunub allati tahbisu ad-du'a. Allahumma ighfir li adh-dhunub allati tunzilu al-bala. Allahumma ighfir li كل ذنب أذنبته وكل خطيئة أخطأتها اللهم إني أتقرب إليك بذكرك وأستشفع بك إلى نفسك. Dear listeners, we were talking about this part of the supplication Kumail. اللهم اغفر لي الذنوب التي تنزل البلاء. O Allah, forgive me for the sins which bring about tribulations. A quick look at some of the traditions and some of the verses of the Holy Quran prove that there are some sins causing the descending of tribulations. The first one was the negligence to the pleading of the afflicted people, the inattention to them, that we talked about sufficiently in the previous program. The second sin causing tribulations of the Almighty Allah is not helping the oppressed. Helping those people is so much important in Islam that Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam, in the last minutes of his life on the 23rd night of Ramadan, advised his sons Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam and said, "Kuna lil-zalimi khasman." وَلِلْمَظْلُومِ عَوْنَ. Be the rivals of the oppressors and be the aids of the oppressed. لِلْمَظْلُومِ عَوْنَ. عَوْن means help, means aid. And this is the best Islamic motto and a practical one against oppression and for the oppressed, of course. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, مَنْ أَخَذَ لِلْمَظْلُومِ مِنَ الظَّالِمِ كَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ مُصَاحِبًا. Anyone who reclaims the right of an oppressed from the oppressor person would be my companion in paradise. The Holy Prophet of Islam وسلم, is mentioning this because he wants his unity, his people to stay in one piece, that they may not submit themselves to the tyrannical rules of their times. Imam Ali alayhi salam has stated, "When you saw an oppressed person, help him against the oppressors." And he continues, "The best act of justice, ahsanul adl, is helping an oppressed individual. Nusratul mazlum." Nusra means the help, the aid that we talked about earlier.
Oh, first of the foremost, oh, last existence after the last. Oh, Allah, forgive me my such sins which tear away my safeguards. Oh, Allah, forgive me my such sins as would bring down calamity. Oh Allah, forgive me my sins that would change your favor. Oh Allah, forgive me my sins that would hinder my supplications. Oh Allah, forgive me my sins which descend misfortunes. Oh Allah, forgive my sins that suppress hope. Oh Allah, forgive every sin that I have committed and every error that I have earned. Oh Allah, I seek to draw myself nearer to you through your invocation, and I pray to you to intercede on my behalf, and I beg you by your benevolence to draw me nearer to you and grant thankfulness towards you and inspire me to remember and to invoke you. Oh Allah, I ask you, begging submissively, humbly and awe-strickenly, to treat me with clemency and mercy, and to make me pleased and content with what you have granted me, and cause me to be modest and unassuming in all circumstances.
And the important point in this regard is that sometimes we think that it's just a recommendation that we help the oppressed people. But we have to realize that it could be a duty. The Almighty Allah says, وَعِزَّتِي وَجَلَالِي لَأَنْتَقِمَنَّ مِنَ الظَّالِمِ فِي عَاجِلِهِ وَآجِلِهِ. The Almighty Allah says, by my glory and by my might, I would certainly take revenge on the oppressor. وَلَأَنْتَقِمَنَّ مِمَّنْ رَأَى مَظْلُومًا فَقَدِرَ أَنْ يَنْصُرَهُ فَلَمْ يَنْصُرُ. And surely, I would take revenge on anyone who could help the oppressed, but refused to do so. Let us end talking about this factor that causes the tribulations by a narration from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This infallible Imam says, مَا مِن مُؤْمِنٍ يُعِينُ مُؤْمِنًا مَظْلُومًا إِلَّا كَانَ أَفْضَلَ مِن صِيَامِ شَهْرٍ وَعَتِكَافِهِ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. No faithful Muslim helps an oppressed one except that his help is preferred to a month of fasting and seclusion or i'tikaf for worship in Masjidul Haram. He continues, وَمَا مِن مُؤْمِنٍ يَنْصُرُ أَخَاهُ وَهُوَ يَقْدِرُ عَلَى نُصْرَتِهِ إِلَّا وَنَصَرَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. And no believer Muslim helps his religious brother while he is able to do so, except that Allah would help him in this world and in hereafter. وَمَا مِن مُؤْمِنٍ يَخْذُلُ أَخَاهُ وَهُوَ يَقْدِرُ عَلَى نُصْرَتِهِ إِلَّا خَذَلَهُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. And no believer Muslim leaves his religious brother while he can help that brother, except that Allah would leave him in the world and in the hereafter. May Allah place us among the ones who are not negligent of the people around them. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.